kilohertz.
I'll separate them.
I'm going to start this next set with some David Rovix, New Orleans.
Everybody knew that it could happen. The likelihood was clear, the future was coming. And now it's here. They had to fix the levees, 'cause otherwise they'd break. On one side was the city, above it was the lake. It was in the daily papers, in bold letters was the writ. What would happen when the big one hit? But every year they cut the funding, just a little more, so they could give it to the army to fight their oil war. National Geographic and the Times-Picayune, they forecast the apocalypse, said it was coming soon. Preparations must be made, they said, now is the time. It was years ago, they shouted, inaction was a crime. They said the dikes must be improved and the wetlands must be saved. But Washington decided instead they should be paved, 'cause malls were more important than people's lives. So put some gold dust in your eyes and hope no storm arrives. New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans. Years and years of warning, no evacuation plan. It was just that the waters rose. Get out if you can. There were no buses. No one chartered any trains. There was no plan to rescue all of those who would remain. All the people with no money, all the people with no wheels, all of those who couldn't hotwire one that they could steal. Thousands and thousands of people abandoned by the state, abandoned by their country, just left to meet their fate. New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans. Destitute who couldn't get away. And the world will remember those sad and awful days when people shouted from their houses, dying on their roofs. When people came to find them, they were turned back by the troops. They died there with no water, they died there in the heat. They were shot down by the soldiers for trying to find some food to eat. New Orleans. Scattered through the nation, half a million refugees. Here we are, in the richest country on the earth, where the color of your skin determines what your life is worth, where oil is the king, where global warming is ignored, where the very end of life is the place we're heading towards, where it's more than just a metaphor, the flooding of the dike. And if we don't stop this madness, the whole world will be like New Orleans.
California town, where the military ticket was best either round. They'll give you a skill and a pat on the back, maybe even a parade if you make it back. His mother was proud of him, she cried when she said goodbye. His father was proud of him too, there was a tear in his eye. his friends from the camp, well, they all gathered round. Someone finally made it out of this town. Some people have all the chances and some people have none. Lay down your burden where the river runs. Reason and morality, you can't put them both aside. Flowers for Andres Reyes in the alley where he died. Leaving on that day when the world went strange, coming back home with something to change. Everybody said there was a stranger in his eyes. There were nightmares and dreams and the rage that had to rise. Well, he cried to his mother with those tears all down his face, saying you have no idea what goes on in that place. There's something broken, something lost beyond repair. I'd rather die before I go back there. Some people have all the chances and some people have none. Lay down your burden where the river runs. Reason and morality, you can't put them both aside. Flowers for Andres Reyes in the alley where he died. No one will ever know who gave that last command, but one day there he was with a rifle in his hand. With a shattered reality cracking like a whip on his back, in the streets of his hometown looking like the streets of Iraq. Look across the field, see the enemy closing in. He's just a local police, but don't look that way to him. Take a good position, let the firefight begin. 200 rounds later, two dead, him and one of them. Some people have all the chances and some people have none. Lay down your burden where the river runs. Reason and morality, you can't put them both aside. Flowers for Andres Reyes in the alley where we die. He served his last tour of duty in the town that he grew up in, fighting a war that nobody could win. Like a marionette on a slippery wire, he was killed in the alley by enemy fire. Now some people only want answers that are easy to take, nothing so hard that the bubble might break. Well, there are questions to ask, and there are answers to decide, and there are flowers in the alley where Andres Reyes died. Some people have all the chances and some people have none. Lay down your burden where the river runs. Reason and morality, you can't put them both aside. Flowers for Andres Reyes in the alley where we died. In the alley where we died.
Good afternoon, 40 Acres and a Clone Mule here. KULI FM Moscow. Jim Page did Andreas Ray from The Head Full of Pictures, which I believe is his latest album, a year or two back. David Rovics before that with New Orleans from the Halliburton Boardwood Boardroom Massacre. And thanks for joining me. We're going to take a break for Radio Billboard and some headlines from Pacifica. Then we'll be back with more craziness. Right here on your radio, 40 Acres, Colonial.
She stood up in bed and held me tight and rocked the crib with all her might. party here at KUOI-FM in Moscow, Idaho.
Hello, we're back. Before that break, we heard some Free Kitten from the older album Sentimental Education, not the one that came out this year. The track was Noise Doll, the closing track, and you could hear Kim Gordon's voice on that. You're tuned to KUOI-FM Moscow, 40 Acres and a Clone Mule, continuing. Got about 35 minutes left, so let's make the most of it and play three things at once so we get three times as many songs. Not really. Well, maybe. Anyway, have a nice afternoon. Watch out for thunder hits.
First flowers.
stars. Look. And then he's gonna be here in a white horse. With hair white as snow. And yours gold. And his hands and his feet. Everybody, if they believe the story, you know, that they heard about. And he's in it. They're gonna go up in their heels and pray for the rock to fall on them. You know, because they're gonna see God.
and the natural rhythm. We pick legged, and you go on a ball. The crystal. You were so wild and free.
Where's Tommy?
You were so wild. Sitting there in the grass, the deep grass, and the dew was dripping down the grass, and the sun was out, and the children were at play.
Where's Tommy?
I gazed into your eye while you were spreading the peanut butter on the white bread.
Your expression on your face.
Where's Tommy?
And there was one thing you didn't tell me. So wild and free.
What is Tom?
Thank you.
40 Acres and Clone Mule coming to an end. No Means No with Joyful Reunion from 0 plus 2 equals 1. The Melvins did A Civilized Worm from the album A Senile Animal. Double shout of the Melvins because we heard At a Crawl from Ozma before that. Three cuts from Anal Solvent. Wild and Free album. We heard Remember 1976 parts 1 and 2 and Wild and Free. David Allen, a tune called And His Adventures in the Land of Flip, Part 2, Banana Moon album. Before that, Ad Nostum with Fat Hooks from the Level Live Wires album. The Pleasure Center did She from the Manifestation 5. And we started with an excerpt of Deep by Land from the Archipelago album. 40 Acres and the Clone Mules signing off. We'll do the weather just because there's weather out there that needs noting. If you're one of those people that note the weather, mainly because there's a chance of gnarly thunderstorms, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 11 p.m. Some storms could be severe with large hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, low 57. Winds 5 to 10. Chance of precipitation is 50% tonight. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Just saw a lightning flash to the west. Mainly before 11 a.m. tomorrow. 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms. Partly sunny, high 81. Winds 10 to 20 with gusts as high as 25. Saturday night, 20% chance of showers before midnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low 42. Winds 15 to 20 with gusts up to 25. And then mostly sunny Sunday and Monday, high 77 and a low 41 under clear skies. Sunday night, currently 84 degrees in Moscovia, USA, and 84 at the sub as well. Coming up on 6 o'clock, time for Free Speech Radio News. Mandate with Marcus Kellis follows at 6:30. Then the Brent Bent Show, all here. KUOIF. FM Moscow. Yeah.
Welcome to Free Speech Radio News, a progressive alternative news program brought to you by the...
What we talked about.
I know it's talked about, but Bill, you're next.
Well, that condition too, Valley Transit implements the use of a fare box. We talked about that, but we did not come to agreement on actually implementing that for the next fiscal year. But we did point out to Tom that was something that we were very interested in looking at for future budgets. Because of the need for some type of an affair, and fair. Let me get the word right, Tom. And he made quite a comment about it took two people to, for whatever reason, I didn't quite understand that, to carry the money to account for it. So I guess you got this honesty issue or something. But that number two is not for this fiscal year. It was something that I understood that we discussed that, hey, we were looking for you to do that in the future, but we didn't say that you will do that this year. That's how I recollect it. If anybody else is,
I agree with you, Bill. Mm-hmm. That's Gary. How I recalled it.
Bill, I don't disagree with you, except that the difference between the $60,000 from last year, which was what was proposed in the mayor's budget, and the additional $20,000 that the council wanted allocated to that. Again, that is what our notes all said that the council direction was. Certainly, again, if that's something that you don't want on, and that is for fiscal year 2009, correct, for the additional $20,000, that was what we tried to write up in here. If that's something you don't want on there, certainly, and we look back at these descriptors as these funds are being utilized throughout the year to get guidance. So we certainly want it to reflect what the council's direction was.
Can I follow up on that?
Please do.
Well, then, Gary, with that being said, under line two, I would suggest we put down Valley Transit implements the could or should implement the use of fare boxes in future years or something, or strike that sentence completely, because I don't, the way it's written here is not what we decided
on. But possibly to include something
like that. Yeah, a possibility. We talked about a possibility, but we sure didn't come up with a concrete thing that's what we were all saying. So
how about if we say Valley Transit research the potential for the use of fare boxes,
something like that.
Mm-hmm. Gary, I have to comment, my recollection was what Tom set forward initially too, but let's see, I saw somebody's hand down here first. Tom, you've had a chance to talk. Let me get somebody who hasn't yet and we'll get back to you. Let's see, Walter.
I'm somewhat in agreement with Bill, but
I don't remember that the Farebox thing was a beyond fiscal year 2009. The way I remember it was that we would do the 20,000, that we would ask and work toward looking at the books, and that we would look into fair implementation. We didn't require it. I agree with that part of it. But I think, and whether or not I'm understanding Bill correctly, it wasn't a beyond the fiscal year 2009. It wasn't a 2010, 11, or 12 thing. It was an N9 for the 20,000. And I felt, I don't know that it was stated this way, that once staff looked at those two things, could come back to us and say, here's what we've done, what they've agreed to or not agreed to. Do you wish to increase the, you know, to put the 20,000 forth?
Okay, Tom?
And that's why I think it would just make sense just to use the same language that you used last year, and just rather than saying 10,000 for undesignated public transit funds to be reviewed by City Council, we just say 20,000, which is really the only change, and we still have City Council review. Right there. And if you want to see the language from last year, it's in the chamber copy that I have here.
Yeah. If I may.
Councilman, yes.
Part of the issue that the that staff was very concerned about that is, as you will recall last year, almost the same discussion took place at the budget hearings, and then that was put in, Tom, and it became an issue later on by certain council members did not recall the circumstances of that, and of course we don't keep verbatim minutes of those hearings. That's why we were pretty careful about it this year. We certainly, with this conversation, which is being had on public record, verbatim public record, we could go back to that language, and that would be fine, because there's enough guidance for us to analyze those circumstances if those funds are applied for, and we can have these minutes printed up and provide those to council at that time. So
yeah,
that'd
be fine.
Yeah,
we can watch the tape.
Certainly.
Anybody else want to comment or as you're reading your text there?
If I may.
Yes, Dan.
You know, I think it was Wayne that spoke to this, and that with BJ was talking about Lewiston's budget. It would be interesting to see what how their expenses match up to. But again, like Wayne said, we're comparing apples to oranges probably. There's a whole different economic engine, you know, Potlatch Corporation versus the University of Idaho. That kind of makes things a little different too. So, but yeah, it would be interesting to see where they fall, if they're aiming as high on the target as we are, you know, with what they set down as their budget.
Mm-hmm. Bill, make a motion.
Well, I will, but I got one comment I want to make, and that's this, is it? And I don't remember the exact figures that BJ had, but I got to share with everybody here. I moved here in 1979. I lived for 4 years in Lewiston before that, and I have absolutely no regrets about paying a little extra here in Moscow. That has nothing to do with the fine folks of Lewiston, but that's just how I feel personally. But I am, Mayor Cheney, ready to make a motion on this. I am willing to make a motion to adopt the 2009 appropriation ordinance as presented and approve the City of Moscow's aggregate amount. Am I doing this right? For this budget of $55,550,913 and yeah, but and it be considered, the ordinance be considered on the first reading.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have Bill's motion and John's second. Discussion of that, Walter?
I have two questions. Number one, are we squared away on the verbiage for Valley Transit?
Excuse me?
Are we square on the verbiage for Valley Transit?
Yeah, it doesn't change the appropriation ordinance.
Okay. When do we need to address that?
I think you just did. If you like, I can give you the language that I proposed a few minutes ago.
Please do, Gary.
Okay.
It went around several times, and I think I got lost. So.
the language that Tom had indicated was in last year includes $20,000 for undesignated public transit initiatives.
I guess,
Walter,
I don't have any problem with the way it's written in this budget up to a point, but it says Valley Transit may apply for additional funds, which is what I thought we did, not to exceed $20,000, and it was based upon two criteria. It's not when two were met, but two the way I heard it was two criteria, one of which was the books review, and the other was to look into the use of fare boxes. This says implement fare boxes, and I think all of us agree we didn't say they have to implement fare boxes. Correct, Bill? I mean,
yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So I guess where I am on the Valley Transit part, Gary, and the council can certainly say that's not what we want to do, is that they can ask for the $20,000, and staff can comment to council with, here's where we are on book review, and here's where we are on fare boxes, and we decide if we wish to give them the $20,000.
Excuse me, Walter, I'll just weigh in on that one. Just in that possibility exists that some other entity may come forward or some other opportunity pertaining to public transit that is not specifically a Moscow Valley Transit opportunity. And so this is it was my understanding from the budget workshops that this would be a competitive process, that the opportunities could potentially be open to others and not exclusively to Moscow Valley Transit, although I think they should certainly be eligible for those funds.
I don't remember it that way, but I'm not going to argue it. It mm-hmm. could have been, but I mm-hmm. was thinking it was a Valley Transit thing.
And the reason I mention that is because if there are conditions specific to one applicant, then one might question why they would not be specific to other potential applicants for those dollars. And that's I just wanted to have Valley Transit operating on equal footing with any other applicant for those dollars that might be there. And I think Gary indicated this is on the public record tonight, the discussion about fare boxes and books, and so you know that's a known entity without it being in the backup.
If I may, on my second point, yes. Off of transit, I would like to comment on the number of people that came forward to speak on the budget tonight. I go to a lot of city council meetings in other communities, and I go to them in Moscow before I got elected to council. And it is the rule and not the exception that nobody speaks at budget public hearings. They just seem to go through. And it's very nice to see the number of people that came and spoke for various topics on this. One thing that Mr. Bradway, I believe it was, said that I do want to comment on, he said this something about in a tough budget year. I don't see this as a tough budget year. A tough budget year is the homeowner or the tenant who's on a fixed income, who's faced with a 3-4% cost of living increase, and then faced with a city which in actual dollars spent approximately 10% more last 07 to 08 and is planning to spend approximately 10% greater on 08-09. And that means they've got to get a raise of 13-14% just to tread water. I think the tough budget year is on the citizens. We just raise the fees and find a way to cover it. So those are my comments. Thank you.
Okay, we have Bill's motion. Was it John's second? To consider the appropriation ordinance on first reading. Any other discussion of that? Yes, Gary?
So motion was to consider the ordinance on first reading and that it be read by title only.
Bill? I would need to read something tonight. You want me to read the whole budget
yes.
appropriation? Oh, let's thank you so much.
I don't want the mayor to have to go through
so
the
do you
thank
want
you very much.
So the ordinance would be if it's considered on first reading and it's the vote is positive, it will be presented again at
yes.
the second meeting
yes.
in September or August and present it again.
Yeah, and the reason for that, the reason I made the motion that way is because we heard a lot of input tonight. We might hear more because this is not a quasi-judicial thing. We may very well have folks talking to us between now and whenever, and I think that's very appropriate. Walter made a comment about being at city budgets meetings in various cities and there is no input. Well, that's one of the things that I like about Moscow is we have got all kinds of input, and it gives us a couple of more cracks at it to think things through. And so that's why I made the motion that way.
Okay, is that okay with the seconder?
I seconded it. I'm not okay with that.
Oh, no, I mean as far as by title only?
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you, yes. John. Okay. Anybody else?
Read page 478, would you?
You bet. Okay. Yes, Before Gary?
Before there's a vote, so you're not directing that we re-notice a public hearing, that we merely bring it back before council at the next council?
That's correct, yes.
Thank you.
And is it acceptable to staff on this property tax certification that just is laying open until such time as the budget would be approved?
Sure.
Okay. Others? Okay. Walter, we'll start this roll call vote with you.
I'm going to abstain.
Aye.
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 Okay. The motion carries. So I think we have an ordinance without a number at this point. An ordinance entitled Annual Appropriation Ordinance appropriating money for the purpose of defraying all necessary expenses and liability of the City of Moscow, Latah County, State of Idaho for the fiscal year beginning the first day of October 2008 and ending the 30th day of September 2009 and allotting resources by fund for said appropriation for the objects and purposes set forth in this ordinance, providing that the provisions of this ordinance be deemed severable, providing for this ordinance to be in full force and effect from and after its passage, approval, and publication according to law. And I also thank all of those who chose to testify this evening and to attend this meeting. Thank you. So we'll